According to the World Bank urban population statistics, the number of people living in urban areas in South Africa has grown from just 47% in 1960 to 68% in 2021. It's believed that by the middle of this century, 70% of the world's population will live in urban areas, whereas just 100 years ago, only 2 in 10 people lived in cities. The need to innovate and change the way cities are built, taking climate change and justice issues, such as access to basic services, into consideration, has never been more key to human survival and flourishing. In Season 3 of the Just for a Change podcast, powered by the Bertha Center for Social Innovation and Entrepreneurship, I host conversations with changemakers. In Episode 7, I will talk with Jody Allemeyer, an urban development specialist and activist, about urban spaces and the development of cities.
In South African cities, obviously, we're facing a very, very big change at the moment where we've got coalition governments, for example, coming on board. And this is a whole new set of capabilities and skills that needs to be learned in terms of negotiating what is the plan and the vision for the cities. How are we going to stick to a steady plan and vision, even while there might be changes happening within coalitions? What is the role then between the administration and the political layer to be able to continue to deliver services while we adapt to a new political model? So that's really quite a big shift that's happening in our metropolitan context in South Africa at the moment. In other contexts, you know, you've got cities in the world where there isn't even a mayor, for example. So this concept of an executive mayor is held very important in South Africa. But there's other cities where there either is only a ceremonial mayor or there isn't a mayor at all, and the administration plays a much stronger role. I think a lot of people think of a public space as, you know, a park with a fence around it, and you go there with your child to sort of sit on the swing, or you went there as a teenager to get away from the family house or something like that. But really, they are sort of every space that you're ever in when you're not in a private building. So they are the street spaces, they're the taxi ranks, they are the civic centers, the libraries, the clinics. You know, they're so important to contributing to our sense of community, which can be positive or negative.
How can we develop more just and inclusive urban spaces? And why is this so key, especially in South Africa? Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss this episode.